Gary, a 1-1 draw here against Whitby today. I imagine very frustrating and sort of disappointed after that one.
Yeah, it got to be. You know, it was, you know, we're 1-0 up. They're down to 10 men. You know, the game should be dead and buried. And, you know, we've missed headers. You know, we've gambled and pressed up. And, you know, we've committed suicide. And, you know, we've basically gifted them. Or we've taken away 2 points and just handed Merry Christmas to them. And, you know, we... For how well we played last week, you know, yeah, there were certain parts of the game we played well, but you know, for me, that's a disappointing 90-minute performance against a team that, you know, no disrespect to them, we should be beaten, and you know, we haven't done that. Whether the approach was right, who knows? But all in all, we probably didn't do enough to really kill the game off, and that's massively frustrating, and that's probably summed up the season so far. You know, with very erratic performances, some very good ones. But also, you know, some poor ones in there, and you know, today, as I said, you know, we got the penalty, you know, it was well deserved as well, and it should be game over, and we should kill it off. And yeah, they've rode their luck a little bit, but maybe they've deserved that.
I mean, the consistency you're looking for is there, are the things that you can do to try and find it? Is it a case of just hoping a couple of results sort of go your way and then building from there?
Yeah, probably. You know, it's whether it's a bit nervy as well, being at 1-0 and not killing the game off. But you know, there's enough experience out there. There's enough, you know, senior players. And as I said, the game should have been killed off. We've got to be more kind of a professional. And you know, we've got very senior players. For me today, doing stupid things and you know, things that you know do cost you points. And you know, for me, we've gifted them a point and we've taken 2 points away from ourselves. And very frustrating again. You know, it's hard for me to keep saying, but you know, that's the bottom line.
Yeah, I mean, as you say, it was a scrappy game, but you hope when you find that, when you get that goal and you get ahead, that you can hopefully see it out. But it wasn't to be, was it?
No, it wasn't. You know, it's at times, you know, it's things haven't broken for us in the box. The keepers, you know, every time we kick something into somebody's feet, it seems to pop straight back into his arms. He missed a few other things, but as I said, you make your own luck, and you know, our performance didn't kind of warrant, you know, getting any more luck than that. And you know, as I said, we've got to be disappointed that we haven't taken all 3 points.
And not much time now to regroup, back at it again on Boxing Day.
Yeah, they come thick and fast. You know, our target was to definitely go through the Christmas period unbeaten. You know, we wanted 12 points, but you know, we've dropped 2 today. Puts a bit of extra pressure on Tuesday, so you know, that's where we are.
Yeah, and they'll be up for it, Stafford. I know they're not doing too great as of late, but always good games against Stafford, aren't they?
Yeah, well, it's going to be very competitive. You know, it's a relative local derby, but we've got to be better prepared. And you know, I'm sure we will be. But as I said, you know, whether our performances against the, and I'm not going to say weaker side, but the teams are around the bottom area this season have not been good enough. And you know, it's something that, you know, John Fawn mentioned in the dressing room, you know, are we giving them enough respect? And probably on the back of that, no, we're not. And you know, we can only prepare them and tell them of the pitfalls and dangers of playing teams at the bottom. And you know, we're not heeding them.